But there are many Cubans who find their lives much better here than before the revolution. Medical care is free. Education is also state-funded. Cuba's 97% literacy rate is among the highest in the world. And the people themselves are fiercely proud of their Cuban heritage.
Despite 400 years of Spanish rule, a half century of American influence, and 30 years of alignment with the Soviet Union, the Cuban people have maintained their own sense of identity. In June, Jim McKay had a conversation with Cuban President Fidel Castro, who remains one of the most controversial and, yes, mysterious leaders in the world.
Mr. President, after 30 years of many things being written about you in the United States, still, to most Americans, they know your uniform, your beard, your cigar, now no more cigar. I would like to know more about you when I leave, and I think the American people would, as a man. How would you describe yourself? You have brought a new system of government, obviously, to Cuba, but the Cuban people do think of you, I think, as their father. One day you're going to retire, or one day all of us die. Won't there be a great vacuum there? Won't there be something that will be difficult to fill? Can they do it on their own?